Hi, this is Margot. This is Wednesday, March the 7th, 2018, and today I'm going to share with everyone my latest article that I've written, and it's up on my website at margoshealingcorner.com, and it's called How I've Grown with Jesus as a Result of Implant Removal Work. I'll just go ahead and read the article, and then I'll make a few comments, and that will be it for today. How I've Grown with Jesus as a Result of Implant Removal Work. From the beginning phases of learning implant removal, I've been mentored and guided by God and Jesus. As my inner vision opened and I was shown certain conditions and situations that I didn't understand, I would ask God to help me understand the situation and guide me in how to proceed. I always say a prayer of protection and ask for God, Jesus, and the angels to help me in the sessions. This is what sets my work apart from other practitioners who remove implants and or do energy healing work. Jesus appears in most sessions now and often takes over, doing direct healing, casting out of demons, or dealing with Satan. I knew some basic spiritual warfare before I started this work. I had developed some very basic binding and casting out and other prayers that I used on myself. Then I started working with clients that had demonic attachments to the implants, portals in their heads, and other things. I used my basic spiritual warfare techniques when I started encountering these things. It helped, but I knew I needed more tools. So I took spiritual warfare classes from Dan Duvall. I learned more about the spiritual realm, in particular, that there are so many demons everywhere, just waiting to get a foothold in someone's life. I also saw how demons could be attached to implants, and that if the implants were removed without casting out the demons, the implants would come back. I also saw that if people merely prayed to get rid of the demons, but did not remove the implants, then the demons could come back. So in my work, I address not only the implants in the energy field, but also any demonic entities attached to the implants. This is the only way to become completely clear. Now, as a matter of course, I say certain prayers and use spiritual warfare in every session. A few years ago, I surrendered myself fully to Jesus when I was going through a terrible health crisis. I asked Him to come into my life and help. I told Him that if He could help me with that crisis, I would do whatever He wanted me to do. I talk about that health crisis in my YouTube video, How I Met Jesus, Margot's Story. I am now fulfilling that agreement and promise I made in 2014. In dealing with demonic entities, the only one that can truly get rid of them is Jesus Christ Himself. He is the only one that has authority over them, and He is the one they will run from. This is why it's important to not substitute the name Jesus Christ with something such as the Christ energy or the like. They are not the same thing. Also, in order for spiritual warfare to be truly effective, you have to commit yourself to Jesus Christ and not dabble in other religions, traditions, dark arts, or occult practices. This is why spiritual warfare might work at first for someone, but it might not work later on. If the person is not truly committed to Jesus and is lukewarm about the whole process, they may be dabbling again with psychics, card readers, shamans, drugs, alcohol, and other behaviors that are opening them to the other realms and attacks. And this kind of person will not be successful with spiritual warfare. Jesus comes for the ones he has a connection with and the ones he knows are truly committed. Jesus knows your heart. One must truly keep holy company and be on a straight and narrow path in order for this to work. Most people are still engaged and enamored with this fallen 3D matrix reality. They believe the lies sold to them by Satan, such as they can manifest whatever they want for themselves, or they can have astral experiences, remote view or influence someone, cast a spell on someone, climb their way to the top of the corporate ladder, take psychedelics or ayahuasca, etc. There have been people I've worked with for hours to get them cleared of implants, spiritually healed and balanced. I've used elaborate spiritual warfare and taught them numerous techniques and prayers to use. They have had direct connection with Jesus and healing from Him. And yet some people have been drawn back to their old ways. When this happens, all the good work we did is undone, or at best, watered down. I never would have believed the darkness is so invasive and is manipulating everyone and everything. I've seen for myself, through empathing with my clients, seeing and feeling their situations, emotions, and fears, seeing the demons tethered to them or going directly into them, and I've been able to help them become free through the help of Jesus, God, and the angels. The ones who do the best over a long term are those who believe in Jesus Christ and say their prayers daily. They also incorporate a spiritual warfare protocol for work, home, and other situations. They make lifestyle changes in behaviors, diet, friends, and family so they can keep more holy company and not be drawn back into old behaviors or situations that open them to the demonic realm. This work is not for the curiosity seekers or to be tried out. This work is serious, and for the ones who take it seriously, intense, great healing, growth, and transformation can take place. It takes commitment and a willingness to let go of everything from the past that is no longer serving them. Most people are not willing to take this step, this leap, but even if someone just does one session, they are better off than not having done anything. I have grown to rely on Jesus for so much now. He's in my heart. I feel Him with me constantly. With the darkness descending on this planet, He is the one, the only one we can go to now with complete confidence of being saved, protected, and cared for. The message is simple, but it's not so easy for most people to accept. I'm here, offering to help whomever I can in these dark end times. You don't have to do it alone, but you do have to ask before you will receive help. And that's the end of the article, and I posted that on my website on February 22nd of 2018. And just a few comments. When people do this work, they do get direct healing from Jesus and a lot of times messages from Jesus and direct guidance. And He mentored me and just took me along in ways that I could handle. And this is how he works with people. He's very gentle with people, and he's very forgiving and loving and kind. But if people turn their back on him after he's offered help, after he stood there saying, "I'm here," and they turn their back on him and saying, "I don't need you, you know, I'm a sovereign being without you," you know, then that just shuts the door to any future help. And so you want to really think twice about the behaviors that you're doing and belief systems. And I've been disturbed by some of the stuff I've seen recently. I saw something recently about this woman. She's a guru, and she channels Jesus, and she and her husband are going to be doing all these workshops and things where they're going to introduce people to the Christ consciousness. Now, that's just having the Christ consciousness is not the same as being committed to Jesus. It's not the same as asking for Jesus to come into your heart and asking for him to forgive you of your sins and to wash you clean and to guide you in every step of the way and protect you. Christ consciousness is a New Age buzzword term that people use so they can feel like they're on the same level as Jesus, or they've got that consciousness of Jesus. But you don't have the consciousness of Jesus or Christ consciousness. The only way you can be truly in that Christ consciousness is to have Jesus to come into your life. And they don't do that. They use this word Christ consciousness instead of saying Jesus Christ and working directly with Jesus. And this is a way that Satan has manipulated and infiltrated in all the different areas, and especially with the New Age world. And he's leading people down the wrong path and away from Jesus. And people feel like, "Oh, I've got Christ consciousness. I don't need Jesus." So it's all twisted, and it really bothers me when I see this stuff. But Jesus, and asking him to come and be with you and mentor you and help you and guide you, is learning to walk with him and coming under his direct protection. And if you want Christ consciousness, it's very easy to do. You don't have to pay money and go to a workshop. You can just simply ask for Jesus to come into your life. And you have to be sincere about it. But you have to be willing to take a long, hard look at what you've been doing that's kept you from Jesus, that kept that door shut between you and him. He never turned his back on you. You turned your back on him. That's how it works. And when someone is ready, seriously ready for the help, and ready and asking and sincere, and they have to be sincere because he knows your heart, God knows your heart, and if you're only lukewarm about it, you'll get a lukewarm response. You might get some help and guidance, but if you're really, truly sincere, and you've had so much pain and suffering, and you've tried everything else, and this is your last resort, this is where you'll get the most healing and the most dramatic response. And he is there for everyone. Everyone. So, when I saw that about that woman guru saying she channeled Jesus, you know, I was curious about it. I went to the website, and I got a feeling that she probably has had some direct contact with Jesus at some point, but because of her belief system and her programming and her belief reality cap that was slapped on so tight she had too much at stake to let go of it. Because she has many followers, she and her husband both have many, many followers, thousands, tens of thousands of people. And these are New Agers. These are New Age people that are following her and her husband. And so she has a lot at stake here. So if she says, no, I've turned strictly to Jesus Christ, you know, how many of those people would go with her on that journey? A lot of them won't. In fact, most of them won't. And in fact, when I first started doing the implant removal work, you know, I was asking for Jesus and God and the angels to help me and guide me in the sessions. But Jesus started taking a more direct role in the implant removal work, really in the last year or so, after I encountered some pretty serious situations with demonic attachments with people, and I really needed him to help me with that. And then after that happened, then he started taking a more active role in all of the sessions. And so as a result of that, that's how I grew with him. And I know that I've had fewer people contact me since I have been talking more and more about Jesus. And a lot of people are turned off by it, and that's fine. But this is my testimony, and this is my experience. And I've seen the demons, and they're real. These dark entities and the demons and the fallen angels and principalities, I mean, these things are real, and I've dealt with them, and I'm still dealing with them on an ongoing basis with people. And some people I don't feel like I'm really equipped to help, in which case I'll tell them right up front, I don't think I can handle the situation. Like, for instance, you know, sometimes I'll have people just send me an email and say, everybody in my family's having this problem, and, you know, we've got all these reptilian things, and we've got these demonic forces, and, you know, I need you to help me and my husband and my kids and do this and do that and shut down portals. And basically what they're asking for is an exorcist. And this work, I work with people one-on-one, and I can work with a husband and a wife, but they both have to go through all of the sessions. I've had instances where the husband and the wife were coming under demonic attack, and I started working with one of them, and as I start working, like I worked with the wife, and as I started working with her and getting her free, then the husband's demon that was attached to him started acting out, and it got worse for her for a long time. And then the demon knew what was going on, so he got a lot nicer. And then when it came time for me to work with him, he never contacted me because he already had everything the way he wanted it. So I really don't know how that situation worked out. I can't imagine that it would be satisfactory for either one of them, because she wanted to be free spiritually and emotionally, but she compromised. And so this is an example of someone having the work and, you know, getting free as much as possible and knowing all of these different spiritual warfare techniques and knowing what she's dealing with and knowing she's dealing with someone who is probably perfectly possessed and is going to need a lot of work. And that kind of person, not only are they perfectly possessed, but a lot of times they have a narcissistic personality. And so that kind of person is very clever and very crafty at manipulating people. And they know how to manipulate someone. They know that person's triggers, they know their Achilles heels, they know their weak points, and they know exactly what to say, exactly what to do to manipulate that person. And they can be nice and sweet as long as they have to be until they get that person on board. And then once they get that person on board, then they drop the act, and the demon comes forth. And it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous for the other person, because a lot of times these people end up being violent, very abusive. And if not physically abusive, then the emotional and verbal abuse is awful. And that usually will lead to physical abuse if they stay together long enough, because it just keeps going on and on and on. So this is what people are in. This is what they're up against. So in addition to the sessions, they might need some counseling. You know, they might need to find a counselor to help them get away from someone who's abusive. And that's out of my realm. I'm not a licensed counselor. I can do a certain amount of, you know, just what I see and work with them on a spiritual level. But I'm not a licensed counselor. So, you know, I refer them and say, you really need a licensed counselor to help you work through this. Or if they've had childhood sexual abuse, it's left scars and it's left them open to all kinds of behaviors and attacks that they normally wouldn't have. And so I say, you really need to get some counseling about this. Or a lot of times I've seen codependent behavior where, you know, they just can't stop giving and giving and giving, and they end up in bad relationships and they can't end it and this and that. So I recommend that they contact Codependents Anonymous and, you know, get into a CODA group, because this is 3D reality that we're dealing with, and it all filters down. And so just having the implants removed won't fix everything. It's a step, and it's a step in the right direction. And just committing yourself to Jesus won't fix everything. It's a huge step in the right direction, but it's a long, hard road, and you have to be willing and able to make the commitment that you want to be better, you want change, you want to let go of all the things that were holding you back. And so this is what happens as I work with people. And so in the first three sessions, when I'm working with someone, I can kind of like go in and see all of this and feel what's going on. And if someone has had emotional abuse or sexual abuse, they don't even have to tell me. I'll see it when I'm empathing with them. I'll feel it. And because that's left over. If it hasn't been dealt with and they've stuffed it down, it will show up as an implant. And it's a very severe implant. And they have to do their work. So that's my message for today. I hope you enjoyed the show today. My name is Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, green living coach, empathic spiritual healer. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. So I encourage you to think about these things. Life is hard, and we weren't guaranteed to be happy. We weren't guaranteed to be rich. We weren't guaranteed to be anything. We're guaranteed that we're here and we can make choices. And what Satan is doing, he's showing what he's going to be doing. We're coming under attack. And it's also giving everyone an opportunity to make a stand and to make their choice now before it's too late. So that's my message for today. My name's Margo. Thank you, and until next time, go in peace. God bless and goodbye.